Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. The shir should be a schus. Chayuch habifeg bat pnat espasyon. Nechagita bat rabchayim tzvi v'chol yotzei chalatzeha. Beginning the study of Perek Meruba b'siyata d'shmaya. Omeret ha-mishnah b'daf samach bet amud bet. Meruba midat ha-shlumei kefa midat ha-shlumei arba v'chamisha. This Perek, we talk about Genev and Gzela, one of the 24 of his Nezikin. And we know that if someone steals from someone else, he has to pay double. It's a knas by a ganav, private, not a ganav. A gazan who does it openly. And then if he ganav shoseh utvachoy, umacharoy, he has to pay four times a seh, five times a shor. Meruba midas tashlume kefel, midas tashlume arba v'chamisha. In more cases than 4 and 5. So kefel is anything that's alive or not alive. Arba v'chamisha is only tovecho mocha shor v'seh. Sh'nemar ki yignov yishor v'seh tovecho mocharo. V'misha bokim sham tachas shor v'seh tachas v'seh. Omeret ha-mishnah ala ino gonev achar ganav v'shalem tashlumei kefel. If a person steals from a ganav, he doesn't pay kefel. If he shechs or sells after someone else steals, he doesn't pay the 4 and the 5. We learned in the Mishnah that merubim midas tashlume kefel, midas tashlume arba v'chamisha, because kefel is ruachayim, lo ruachayim. 4 and 5 is shor v'seh. V'ilu midas tashlume kefel, nareges bein beganif, bein betoin tainis ganif. Tashlume kefel is knowing not only beganif, mamish, but also betoin tainis ganif. B'shom echinam atoen, shapikadon ignav mimenu, v'nishba'al ta'anato, v'niftar milishavem, v'nimtza shakran. V'shom echinam, who said it was stolen, he was lying. What's his din? His din is that he has to pay for, that he has to pay kefil. And Rav Chamisha is only by a ganif. So is that true? So the Gemara says, Lo katan. That it doesn't say. Yilu midas tashlum hakef no hagas bein begana bein betoin tan it's kind of in tashlum rabba chamisha and hagas hel begana but lo katan. That it doesn't say. So as mashma she tashlum hakef no hagas bein begana are now I give betoin tan it's kind of b'shor b'seh la'ar olacha mikein tabach u'mocha. Mesela Reb Chiya Bar Avni, Reb Chiya Bar Avni Yechanan, a toin tainis ganav kipi pipi kodayim. If Hashem Rechinam is toin tainis ganav kipi kodayim, he's nishba. He's found to be a shakran, mishan tashlum a kefal. He has to pay kefal. If he's toin tainis ganav, Rishol seh lachim ikin tovach u'machar, mishan tashlum arba v'chamisha. So you see, it's not a difference between kefal and 4 and 5. Toin tainis ganav. And that's a seal to Reb Chiya Bar Avni. Chiya Bar Avni says that if a person's toin tainis ganav b'pikadon, he has to pay kefil. And if he's toin tainis ganav b'shor oseh, afterwards, if he was tovech u'mocher, he has to pay 4 and 5. Yigad Amri, some say different girsa. Lame Maseel Reb Chiya Bar Avni, this is seal of Chiya Bar Avni, Chiya Bar Avni, Yochanan, toin tainis ganav b'sham shnoi. Is this a siyua for him? And to the Gemara, Mikatani ain bain. Does the Mishnah say ain bain tashlume kefil tashlume arba v'chamisha? That we should be medayik. There's no. This is the only difference. Meruba katani. It says more. There's more kefil. Tana v'shir. The Tana learned part thing, part of him, part yes and part no. Is taka no raya? According to the first Nusach, there's no difference between Ein Bein and Meruba. And Memela, if it doesn't distinguish between Arba v'Chamisha and Kefa with regard to Torah Tanis Ganav, it must be that it's Noig in both. And according to the second way, no. It doesn't say Ein Bein. And Memela, it just says that the Kefel is more than Arba v'Chamisha, because the Kefel is Yesh Bein b'Yesh Baruchayim, Ein Baruchayim. Arba v'Chamisha is Ein Ovelag Elis v'Shor v'Sevilvan. So that's Gevaldik, but that doesn't mean it's not an exhaustive list. Zok Tesvis, Mash Mahach Eichad Etani Ein Bein Lo Shaykh L'Mim Ratana V'Shir. So if it would have said Ein Bein, since it doesn't say Ein Bein, we say Tana V'Shir. But if it would say Ein Bein, you wouldn't be able to say Tana V'Shir, that it's not an exhaustive list. V'Hiksha Harim Orleans, so the Re from Orleans, not New Orleans, Old Orleans. As you know, this not Parakam to come Venedor and Delson, Storm Chavi Chunis, Tavisan Chavi Achuz, Vakati Akishan, Deva Balmina Meiser, Venedor Shudav Shibachoiva, and Balmina Chulin, and Balmina Chulin. We have not like that in the Mishnah. We see that Ein Bein is not an exhaustive list, because it says there's no difference between the Dharm and the Davis. The Dharm you're responsible for. If the animal gets lost, you have to replace it. The Davis you don't. What about the fact that the Nedava can come from Maiser Behema, and a Neder has to come from a Davar Shebechoiva? Neder, which is Davar Shebechoiva, has to come from Chulin, like we learn in Menachos 82. So what do we see? We see that Ein Bein is not an exhaustive list. It's mashmah the Gemara that it is an exhaustive list. Since it doesn't say Ein Bein, you could say Tana V'Shir. But here we see an Ein Bein that is also a Tana V'Shir. It says one difference between the Dharma and Davis, but there's more. And Shistoisis, Yesh Leimar, the Hasim Lo Bala Shinos Kol Inyan. Shinadim Adar Chalukim Zem Yizel, but Loi Moshin Chiyub Haba, but Zeh Yosem Yibazel. Alach Rais. It's not coming to tell us the differences between Neder and Adav, it's just telling us one inyan. That the Chovetz Hava is greater by Nedarim. Nedarim is Chai Bachrus and Nedav and no. But that doesn't mean it's an exhaustive list. It's not supposed to be. Avon Yim Baal Ta'achar, Zev Zeh Shavim. But as Chaz Baal Ta'achar goes, it's talking also about the Chi of Hava. They're equal. You're not allowed to be over in Baal Ta'achar. So if we were giving an exhaustive list, if we would say Ein Bein, that we're trying to bring all the differences between them, then the Seder, if it leaves out one, you can't say Tani V'Shir. But there, we're just trying to say that there's a bigger Chovas Havah by Nedu than Nedava. It's not saying all the differences between Nedava and Nedava and Nechinami. There's another difference also. Nedava Baman HaMaiser V'Neder and Baal HaMan HaChulin. You have to bring it from Chulin. That's not talking about your obligation in this animal. In this animal, the obligation, it's only saying Benedav Neder, Chayv Bachrayis, and Davina Chayv Bachrayis, it's a greater Chiyuv Hava, but it's Baal Ta'achar, they're equal. Taisim Megillah, Dav Chesam and Aleph writes, V'eshlomer de menadin lo yitana le mishum da airi, karbon shufrish kvar. V'eshmina dein chilek ba'avidos, and above a karbon shalai hufrish, Pshita lay she is harbei chilukim. Meaning that even though there's another chilek between Neder and Nedava, that only Nedava come from Meiser, not Neder, nevertheless, it's not shy to ask why the Mishnah doesn't say this chilek, because the Mishnah is only talking about chilukim between Neder and Nedava that were already separated. We're already hufresh. But a carbon shaloi hufrash, it's pashat, there are a lot of chilukim. So another chiluk is, if it wasn't mufrash yet, by a neder, it's ein abanim and achulim, nedava can even come from meiser. And the Mishnah is only talking about the differences when it's already hufrash. So it's not talking about all the differences. So frak the Turei Evan and Megillah, Why does the Mishnah only bring chilukim of a carbon shekvar hufresh? Why don't you also tell us the chilukim of a carbon shelo hufresh? Kolosh and aturei even. V'gam zed doichak. The Mishnah yeshod chiluk b'nei mishlo hufresh adayin havelele misnei. Ulam ra chilukim sheish b'nei mishlo hufresh nami. Why don't we also bring the chilukim when it wasn't hufresh? Why do the chilukim when it was hufresh? Hagufa kasha. So we've been going through the shiurim of Moreno Agoin of Yaakov Moshe Kolevsky Zitzel. So he's Miyashiv the Turei Evin as follows. First, we have to understand this din that neder ain't no bum in a meiser. The makor of this din is what it says in the Mishnah Menachos, 82a. Minayin loim erei alai toida shelo yavi yala menachulim. Tamad loim er vizavachta pesach l'ashem alokech atzainu bakar. Baloi Pesach, ein bala menakfasim menayizim, in kematam ala ratzon baka lahakish, kol haba, menatzon u menabaka la Pesach, ma Pesach davi shebuchov in bala menachulin, av kol davi shebuchov lo in bala menachulin. We see that you have to bring neder menachulin, not because it's a hezashem neder, but because it's a davi shebuchov. Kol davar shebechoiva has to come from chulin. When you say arei alai toida, it has to come from chulin. And that's why it says v'zavach the pesach shem lekeratzon ubakar. Pesach comes from kvasim uizin. So why does it say tzon ubakar? So lahakish. Anything that comes from tzon and bakar to the pesach. It's like a Pesach. It's a Darvish Shebechoiva, and it comes from a Chulin. So to everything that's a Darvish Shebechoiva comes from Chulin. You see from here that the fact that you have to bring Neder from a Chulin is not because of the Shem Neder Shebo, but because it's Darvish Shebechoiva. And therefore, Karbanos Choiva that aren't Chiyuv Machmas and Neder, like the Karban Pesach, also only come from Chulin. According to this, we could be Miyashev the Kash of the Turei Evin. That the reason that the Mishnah didn't bring the chilik between Neder and Nedav like Avei Afresh's carbon that when you're before you're Mafresh the carbon, it didn't tell us there's a difference. Neder comes menachulin, and Adava can even come from Meiser. Why didn't it tell us that? Because this chilik between Neder and Adava isn't because of the Shem Neder. It's because of the Shem Davar Shebechoiva. And therefore it's not shaykh to bring it in the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah is only talking about chilukim between Neder and Adava. It come from the Shem Neder and Adava. But not from those chilukim that come from the Shem Davar Shebechoiva. So that answers the Turei Evin's kasha, Gevaldik. Now Tosfos, in our sugya, proof from the Gemara, that whenever it says a lashon of Ein Bein, then it's not shaykh to say Tana V'shir. When it says there's no difference between A and B except for this, it's an exhaustive list. Tosfos Megillah, however, argues with this. Tosfos Megillah has some Ralph, Ein Bein Neder L'Adava, as like the Kash of Tosfos in our Sugya. Tosfos answers, Inami, Zutana Vashir, Venihi, De Ein Bein Ka'amar, Mashmeid Gabi Davki, Kedamar Vimaruba, Mikol Mokoim, Laikashia, Meseches Tainis Ashkechan Ein Bein Deshir. The Kamer Ein Bein Shalosh and Tzayos. Chitam Atana Vashir Vain Bein Katani. Baruch Vatizbrain Bein Dafka Vashir Teva. Mishani Mishim Teva. Rav Shiu, Mikol Mokol Mashma, Dieva Mishayale, Lova Kashile Kal, Fugavta Katani Ain Bain. In other words, even though, Chora, we see from our Sugya, that where it says a Lashon of Ain Bain, you can't say Tana Vashir, nevertheless, the Maskan of Tosfos is that you can say Tana Vashir even though it says Ain Bain. We have arrived from the Gemara Maseches Tainis. However, Tosfos doesn't explain how to deal with our sugya. In our sugya, you see that if it says ain bain, and it's an exhaustive list, you can't say tana v'shir. Tosfos says, it says in Gemara, mikatani ain bain. Gemara says, there's more on the list, there's toy tana's gone of them. Gemara says, yeah, but it doesn't say ain bain. Mashu would say ain bain would be an exhaustive list. Since it doesn't say Ain Bain, there are more differences. Another difference might be Toin Tain is Ganav. Because it doesn't say Ain Bain, it's not an exhaustive list. If it ain't bain, then it would be an exhaustive list. So then we prove from the Gemara in Tainus, so it's from the Gemara in Tainus that you see ain't bain is not an exhaustive list. You can say Tana v'shir, but what about our sugya? Where you see that if it says ain't bain, you can say Tana v'shir. So the Pnei Yehoshua asks this kasha, and the Pnei Yehoshua answers, as follows, Mekom Kwa Mishal Shev Teretz HaTais Mesechus Megillah Afli HaSugi Da'acha Vayinu B'may Damasko HaTais Diru Maschum Meruba Katani B'Shem Yesh Mepharshim Deicha Denokat Meruba Mishai Rav Dover Echod Vim Ken Yesh Loi Mar Da'ad Dekamer Mi Katani Ein Bein Hainu De Be'ein Bein Na Mishai Echtana V'shir Al Tzorech L'Shai V'Shnei Dvar. In other words, what the Pnei Yehoshua was telling us is that we'd see from Tosfos later on, Diru Maschum Meruba, the next Tosfos, the name of the Yesh Mepharshim, the chilik between the Lashon Meruba and the Lashon of Ein Bein, is that in the Lashon of Meruba, you could be Mishayer even one thing. Lashon of Ein Bein, there has to be a shear of at least two things. You can't have a shear of one, there has to be minimally two. And therefore, according to that, what Tosfos means is, that in our sugya, does it say ain bain? We're talking about one chiluk. Toin tain is ganav. If it would say ain bain, you can't have one chiluk. You only have two chilukim. It says meruba, and therefore you can have one chiluk. If it would say ain bain, you would need a minimum of two. So that's how the Tosfos Megillah can explain our sugya, like the Yesh Mepharshim and Tosfos. If you have an ein bein, it means there's minimally two chilukim. And our sugya that says it doesn't say ein bein, so you can't say that. It only says meruba. Since it says meruba, not ein bein, you can taka say tani v'shir. One thing. But if it would say ain bain, then you could say tana v'shir are two things. So that's how Tosfos is going to deal, Tosfos in Megillah, is going to deal with our sugya. That Tosu says in Megillah that if you have an Ein Bein, you can say Tani Vashir, as they prove from Makkos, from Tainus. The answer is, as long as there's two shiurim, as long as there's two things left over, that's what Ein Bein means. Ein Bein means you need at least two. See, it turns out that you can say Ein Bein if you can say Tana Vashir if it says Ein Bein, as long as there are two things left out. Nechdushi arrived in our Suge, that's how he explains the Gemara. We can explain Tosu Megillah differently by being makdim the kasha, the Turei Evin. And Shita said Tosu Megillah that hold that it's shaykh to say Tana Vashir, even if it says Ein Bein. In all the Mishnayos and Masechet Megillah that it says a lashon of Ein Bein, the Gemara's medayik, halenian ploni zevzeh shavin frakturei even. According to Tosfos, that you can say Tana Vashir, even if it says Ein Bein, to mehechet Tosi to say that they're equal in that manner. Maybe Tana Vashir. Maybe there's another difference also. So what's the halenian ploni have a shavin? So we could be miyashev bipshitos kushes haturei even. And even if we say that a shaykh lomar Tana Vashir, if it says Ein Bein, nevertheless, we have to say that they're equal to kol hapachos in one way. Because what's pshat in Ein Bein? There's no difference in them except X. So that would imply that they're similar in some way. Ein Bein, there's no difference in them except X. So that would apply that in some way they're the same. So at least in one way they're the same. And that's how in the Mishnah you can say, Ein Bein Neder L'Nedava V'Linyan Baal Tachar Zev Zeh Shavin. Otherwise, you can't say a lashon of Ein Bein. You have to find some sort of shivyon. So according to that, we can say that it says in our sugya, Mikatani Ein Bein Meruba Katani. What this means is that if we'd have said Ein Bein, so al karchach we would have to say that they're equal to kol hapachos in one way, and then we would say that they're equal. B'yintoin Tain is ganav. That it's shaykh bein b'tashlum ekevlam b'tashlum abra b'chamisha. But since it says a lashon of meruba, so it's shaykh to say they're not equal at all. In toin tain it's ganav, it's only b'tashlum ekevlam and not b'tashlum abra b'chamisha. So now we can answer the sheet of Tosfos in Megillah that holds that you can say Tana Vashir, even if it says a lashon of Ein Bein, because based on what we explained, there's no makor in our sugi to say that it's not shaykh to say Tana Vashir when it says a lashon of Ein Bein. Because all the Gemara wants to say is that if it says a lashon of Ein Bein, they have to be similar in one way. But it doesn't mean that they're not other ways in which they're dissimilar. Maybe that's pshat in our sugi. That if it would say a lashon of Ein Bein, and that means they have to be alike in one way, not pshat that you can't say Tana Vashir. You could say possibly Tana Vashir. The pshat is that they have to be alike in one way. So in what way are you going to say they're alike? And Tain Tain is Ganav. That's if it would have said Ein Bein. Instead it says Meruba. So Meruba means they don't even have to be alike in one way. So there is a Chilek. But even according to our Gemara, just because it says Ein Bein, it doesn't mean that there's no Tana Vashir. It just means they have to be alike in at least one way. So the Gemara is saying, all right, they're alike in Tain Tain is Ganav. The Gemara says, no. It doesn't say Ein Bein that they're alike in one way. It says Meruba, which means they don't have to be alike in any way. Okay, so obviously there's a ton more to say. And in Mitzvah Shem, we will hopefully continue learning through this beautiful parak. and see many, many neflos mitaras Hashem. And shalom, shalom, speedy, someone's beloved friend.